Thursday mornings, we check in with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What's going on here this weekend of note in particular?
Well, you know, this is the time of year where it's getting colder, and I'm thinking, you know, it's winter, there's the holidays, it's a time to sort of gather around the fire and celebrate some stories. It's about heartwarming activities that are fun, and maybe some new traditions. You know, there's always a Christmas carol or the Nutcracker out there, but mm-hmm. here's some other holiday traditions for you that maybe you'd want to incorporate as we go into that dark time in the
okay.
next 10 days.
Marianne, it sounds like holiday hygge.
It kind of does. It sounds like holiday
is.
Coziness.
The coziness, yes.
So let's mm-hmm. cozy around the fire here
right.
as we contemplate these options. Here's one, you know, which is a tradition in its own right. Kevin Kling's Tales from the Charred Underbelly of the Yule Log.
A very familiar title.
Exactly.
Of the show. It comes around
yeah.
this time of year.
Exactly. And it's one night only. It's this coming Monday night at the Guthrie Theater. And it's just such a wonderful tale. And, you know, in Kevin Kling style, hilarious, bittersweet, incorporating all these stories from youth and nostalgia around the holidays combined with dysfunctional familyness and, mm-hmm. you know, just all that together. So it's a lovely evening. A lot of people make it part of their holiday tradition, and that's Kevin Kling's, again, Tales from the Charred Underbelly of the Yule Log Monday night at okay. the Guthrie. Here's another one. Open Eye presents Bradley Greenwald's The Longest Night. This is something that he's done before. I think this might just be the second year he's done this. And he's contemplating a winter solstice and just all the darkness and all the traditions around darkness. And so he's bringing together music in this tradition, but also the holiday blues, excess, contemplating winter as this metaphor for death and rebirth as you move forward. So he's brought it all together in this lovely show called The Longest Night. And I think they just had a very limited run last year and it totally sold out. So they brought it back for a longer run. Opens tonight, runs through the 21st. I think it's going to be a charming evening. So
cool.
That's, again, The Longest Night. Now, here's another sort of winter tradition, and this has been put on by the Cotman family.
Who are they?
Okay, so the Cotman family, it's a husband, wife, and daughter who are each talented in their own right. They're all multidisciplinary artists, but Kenna is a dancer primarily. Her mom, Beverly, is a storyteller. Her dad, Bill, is a photographer. Really talented family. And they're putting out together this event called Africans in the Snow. And they've done this before where it's at Patrick's Cabaret. And they are bringing together for one night a dance group, drumming, a jazz combo. All these people are coming together for this sort of strung together evening of storytelling and celebration. And it's just, you know, it's sort of an evening of fellowship and culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you say you've seen this at least once before. Is that right?
It's been okay. around in town before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's at Patrick's Cabaret.
Yeah.
And then the benefits from the proceeds will go towards fighting Ebola in West Africa and then also towards youth activist groups in Ferguson, Missouri.
Aha.
So it's just, you know, they'll all sort of share work around a central theme. And it's just a one night only celebration this weekend at Patrick's Cabaret. Should be fabulous. So you have Africans in the Snow at Patrick's Cabaret, you have The Longest Night at Open Eye Figure Theater, and Tales from the Charred Underbelly of the Yule Log at the Guthrie.
And all productions which are potentially kind of establishing tradition, certainly the Kevin Kling one, which as you say has been
well
going
established,
on for,
yeah.
well established,
yes.
but other holiday traditions in addition to, as you said, Marianne, the likes of a Christmas carol and whatnot, perhaps
yes.
to add to your performance going list
yeah.
this season.
And it all gets back to that very primal thing of gathering around the fire and telling stories in the cold.
Some
nice.
Holiday coziness.
Exactly.
Yuga.
Nice.
Yuga.
Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
As always, Marianne Combs from NPR News joins us Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup.